When we talk about economic development, it can be nerve-wracking. It can be really difficult because the cities want what they want when they want it and can't always afford it.
It's really getting to be more and more of a big deal as far as my practice is primarily representing the private developers. And 20 years ago, we were saying the economic incentives, which weren't as prolific back then, were more icing on the cake. This nowadays, they are actually a very important and could be a very determinative factor in the location of a major industrial corporation, a manufacturing facility. But they're getting to be bigger and bigger issues, bigger and bigger amounts of money are getting involved. Cities are getting extremely competitive in terms of offering different businesses incentives around the state.
You know, back in, 1987, they amended the Constitution and enacted Chapter 380, and a deputy manager came in to me and said, what does this paragraph mean? I said, it sounds like we can give away what we want to give away as long as there's some public consideration. And away we went many, many years ago.
Yeah, and that slide is for the development community that we don't always get what we want, but if we try sometimes, fine, we get what we need.
I'm going to disagree with that because sometimes we think we're getting what we're going to get, and we get something that we didn't want.
So. I disagree also. We don't get always get what we need.
Okay, you can sing it next time.
They don't want that. Yeah, we're going to focus on the toolbox, the economic development toolbox, and we'd like to focus on some very typical programs. There are numerous programs out there. There are all kinds of them, but the ones that we see quite a bit of, you know, Habib talked about the Chapter 380 grant earlier. We'll talk about tax abatement. The Economic Development Corporations, Type A and Type B,